Wellington's Easy Listening Breeze, it is Rich Girl by Daryl Horn and John Oates. Well, joining me today from Go Figure is Lisa Martin. Hello.
Hello.
You're all about accounting, right?
Yes, and bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping.
Point and of difference, mobile.
Yes, I like that. Now, you come to people's places, right?
Absolutely.
Who should use you?
Small to medium-sized business owners.
Yep.
So that's anyone from one one person,
yep.
Sole trader, to anyone who's probably got a maximum of staff of, say, 18.
Okay. So. Now, what we've been talking about on your advertising is to do with, it's the people, strategy, execution and cash, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about that.
Running a small business today, there's just so many things to think about. I don't think that people really sort of think as much or give as much credit to small to medium-sized business owners with regard to all the things they're supposedly meant to know how to do.
Mm.
We don't actually get all the training in terms of all of this. So you know that during the day you've got to deal with people side of things, your marketing strategies, people selling you stuff, executing it, making sure people are doing what they're meant to be doing. And then at the end of the day, if you're lucky, perhaps, or maybe weekends, you'll actually be doing and catching up on the cash side of things, which is working out, have you got enough cash to actually fund all this?
Exactly.
And paying the wages and all such like.
So GST.
GST, yeah, which is due on Friday, by the way.
So if you don't know how to do that, you should hire you to do that, shouldn't
they? Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how to perform an operation on an animal, let alone a root canal, so I wouldn't do those sorts of things. So, you know, if you're not that flash on accounting and adding stuff up or even using a software package like Xero or MYOB or Quantum, you should give the professionals a call.
Well, you should.
Absolutely.
How many people have you got working for Go Figure?
Including myself, there's 8 of us.
Yeah. And you come around to people's businesses, sort their life out,
yep.
Get them back on track, and so on Thursday nights they can have a glass of wine or, as you suggested, a glass of mulled wine after what?
Coronation Street
after
and Westboro.
Because there's so much work with a small business, isn't there?
It is. Yeah. It's sometimes, you know, it's not a joke when people feel like it's 24/7, you know, first thing in the morning, last thing at night and on weekends. Claim your life back. You've probably got family members who are sick to death of watching you trying to do something that you're not that good at.
I like you. You're awesome. I really like you. GoFigure.net.nz. Have you got any tips and tricks for small business owners?
I really believe that with, you know, do focus on what you're really good at. Hire a professional to come in and review your accounts. We offer a complimentary worksite assessment. We'll come in and just give you an overhaul. You'd be surprised at how many things have mistakenly got GST on them that they shouldn't. So, you know, get us in for a warrant of fitness. What was the other thing I was thinking of?
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I really do actually believe that small to medium-sized business owners should really seriously check out Facebook when they're recruiting staff, because you never know what potential staff members are actually saying about other people on Facebook.
They might be bagging the other boss coming, eh?
Quite possibly.
Quite possibly.
I've seen it happen.
Goodness. All right. GoFigure.net.nz. All details are on there. All the mobile numbers are on there. Lisa Martin, you're neat. Oh, nice to talk to you, and thank you very much. But do go to GoFigure.net.nz.
Thank you.
Well done. Very good indeed. Thank you very much. This is Jason Mraz. I'm yours. It's on the breeze.